I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alan Show.
At around 4 a.m. on Tuesday, a guy named Brendan from Pennsylvania drunkenly broke into a building. As he was going through the place, he managed to accidentally call 911 from one of their phones. The cops came, they found the glass door to the building smashed, and they proceeded to enter. When they got inside, they found him wandering the halls naked.
Okay, why?
He was arrested for burglary. I get drunk, and I do this sober. You guys might see. I don't know if you guys are coming to my Super Bowl party that I invited to on Sunday or not. But I do like to eat with my shirt off. It's comfortable, and that way I don't get food on me. And when I'm drunk, my shirt always comes off. And my pants usually stay on. I don't know how this guy said, let's get naked.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, at least wear gloves for the fingerprints, you know? Why? I don't understand.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I like your criminal mind right there. Let's see here. We've got another guy right here. This guy's name is Brandon. It's spelled differently, but he's another dummy. A guy named Brandon.
Because he spelled his name other than B-R-A-N-D-O-N.
The other guy spelled it Brendan. This one's Brandon.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about? The different names? Like B-R-E.
Yeah, like Brendan Dassey.
Yeah,
like,
yes. Making a murder.
Yeah.
Wait, is he out? Is this him?
I don't remember if he is or not.
Is he in Pennsylvania now? Okay, I don't know if they're related, but this is Brandon, and he was driving drunk in Utah on Sunday afternoon, and he crashed into a minivan. Brandon's right front tire went flying off after the accident, but he kept on driving on three wheels, which is impressive. Eventually, he stopped in front of a house, and since he knew the cops were on their way, he asked the people outside the house to help cover for him.
Okay.
He's like, hey, I need your help. Can you do me a favor?
Don't do it. Don't help him.
He didn't ask him to cover for the drunk driving part or the crash. Apparently, he was worried that they might know he was texting and driving.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. So he said, listen, make sure when they show up, you tell them that I was not texting and driving.
But everything else is fair game.
Apparently, because when the cops got there, they actually worried about the important stuff. Like, oh, wait, you're drunk and you crash into a car. So Brandon was charged with DUI, improper lane changing, and drug possession, but not charged with texting and driving.
All right, well, it worked then.
So good for him. The serious stuff. You don't want that on your record.
Right. They weren't being snitches.
Please tell us if you've been convicted of texting and driving. Oh, man, I really want this job. I better lie about it. And your final dummy of the day story. We got to go all the way to Spain. Cops in Spain pulled over a compact car earlier this week and discovered something interesting inside. Oranges. The car was packed from floor to ceiling, front to back, with oranges. It looks like one of those contests where you got to guess how many oranges are inside this vehicle.
Wow.
I don't even know how they were able to drive. Well, there was another car nearby, so they pulled that one over, and guess what? There were oranges, front to back, floor to ceiling.
What?
But this thing was like a big van. Yeah, it was huge. These two cars and five people in total took about 4 tons of oranges. They stole them. 4 tons of oranges?
For what?
Bottomless mimosas,
yeah,
duh.
I was going to say, like, are they trying to break a world record with, like, the biggest bowl of orange juice or something like that?
They claim, when cops talked to them, they said, no, man, we've just been road tripping and we've been buying oranges along the way.
What are they talking about?
The cops didn't buy that, and turned out the people had actually stolen the oranges from a company's shipment, so they were all charged with theft. I don't know what their intent was. Maybe to sell them? I mean, people sell oranges all the time, like, not here necessarily in Indy, but I've been to other cities where they sell oranges right there on the street.
I want to go to the world's biggest brunch, and they have like the most mimosas of all time.
Have you ever done like a bottomless mimosa bar or any of that kind of stuff where you go there on a Sunday for brunch and you just drink and drink?
No, but I want to. I know that Luvino and Fisher's has been doing that, and I've been trying to go because that's close to where I live.
I love mimosas, but I can't do it because like the champagne tears me up, the bubbly.
I
get the bubble gum.
See, I always, when I go out, like, that is my drink of choice. People are like, what's your drink? And I'm so bougie, so I'm just like, champagne. Like, at a bar, I always ask if they have champagne. They're like, who are you?
I do my damn thing with my champagne. Like, hi, welcome to McDonald's. Do you have champagne?
I feel like Joanne the scammer. Like, I am a fabulous Caucasian woman. Give me my champagne and brothers.
That's my opinion!
All right, those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Not celebrity garbage, but it was important news from last night. Trump delivered a State of the Union address, and it was to a joint session of Congress highlighting the strength of the U.S. economy and calling attention to the newly passed tax cuts. The president appealed for common ground in the immigration debate, calling to put politics aside and get the job done. He said, "Tonight I am extending an open hand to work with members of both parties, Democrats and Republicans, to protect our citizens of every background, color, religion, and creed." Trump described his offer of a path to citizenship for 1.8 million DACA recipients or Dreamers. He also called on Congress to finally close the deadly loopholes that have allowed MS-13 inside the country, which is a gang. With 4.5 million tweets, President Trump's speech became the most tweeted State of the Union or joint session address ever, passing last year's record of 3 million tweets. His speech got 75% approval from the American people, according to a poll for CBS News.
Surprised by that. I saw so many people. Then again, Facebook's never positive, but I saw a lot of people that didn't like it. So I was surprised that
people are more vocal when they don't like something than when they do. They're more likely to complain.
I was surprised by that, though. That's a pretty high number.
Yeah. Yesterday, Glee star Mark Salling was found dead.
Mark Salling dead at the age of 35. A sad end to a troubled life. Salling's body was found this morning in the San Fernando Valley, not far from his Sunland, California home. Authorities loaded his body into the back of a coroner's van, but would not immediately confirm what is suspected, that he took his own life.
So a family member went to the LAPD station at 3 a.m. yesterday morning to report him as a missing person. Police say he did not leave a suicide note. The former Glee star was awaiting sentencing after pleading guilty to possession of child pornography involving prepubescent minors. His sentencing was scheduled for March, and he was expected to get 4 to 7 years in prison as part of a plea deal. I'm pretty sure it was over 50,000 images of young children, prepubescent children on his computer.
I feel bad for those kids, and I feel bad for his family, but like that's a coward's way out. Like what he did was sick and gross. Like I don't feel bad that he's dead.
Well, apparently his body, he was found right next to a Little League field. So I was like,
one last
okay,
time?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, honestly, like why was he there? So that kind of grossed me out because I was like, so was he going there for one last hurrah, so to speak?
Ooh.
Ugh. Adult film star Stormy Daniels denied rumors of a 2006 sexual relationship with a then-married Donald Trump. The alleged affair never occurred. A lawyer for Daniels confirmed the statement was authentic but didn't offer any further details. Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, has denied that there was any affair, and in her statement Tuesday, Daniels' lawyer said she wasn't denying the affair because she was paid hush money, but rather because it just never happened.
Dang it, I was hoping to hear that at least, even if they didn't hook up, I really wanted to hear that like she slapped him on the butt with the magazine of his face.
Like that part was true?
just that part.
When I heard that, I was like, okay, there's no credibility to this story.
It's like, I didn't have sex with Mr. Trump or President Trump, but I did spank him with the magazine with his face on the
Insane.
Cover.
Rose McGowan slammed Justin Timberlake again over his Time's Up hypocrisy. The charmed actor said, so someone like Justin Timberlake showing up wearing a black shirt and taking a picture of Jessica Biel and hashtag something like, doesn't my wife look hot? Hashtag Time's Up. She continued, and then I want to be like hashtag Woody Allen. That's who you're working with. So the thing is, collectively, it felt really wrong. Music executive Charlie Walk denied claims he sexually harassed a former employee. He denies the claim, saying there's never been a single HR claim against me at any time during my 25-plus year career spanning three major companies. Two more women have made similar claims anonymously against the Republic Records Group president. One former employee of Republic Records accused him of playing mental games and inviting her to events she did not deserve. She said that he also commented inappropriately about her photos on social media, made invitations to hotel rooms, and more. Reality show star Amy Duggar tweeted yesterday that she wants to adopt the 13 children rescued from their parents' alleged abuse in the California torture house. She tweeted, I just texted Dylan and told him I want to adopt all 13 Turpin children. I would love to show them true love and have a beautiful life and provide a secure and stable home for them. God can restore what the devil has stolen. Amy is a cousin of 19 kids and counting, the 19 kids and counting family, if you don't know who she is. Rapper Cardi B is living the high life thanks to her newfound success, but she says, even though I'm happy, I feel like I was a little bit happier 2 or 3 years ago when I had less money. She said, I had less people who had opinions about my life, and I felt like my life was mine. Now I don't feel like I own my own life. I feel like the world owns me. However, the 25-year-old Bodak Yellow rapper couldn't deny the obvious perks of her fame. She said, my family, whatever they want, they get. Everything that I want to buy, I can get. I don't have to worry so much about my future. That is the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. You can check out the garbage, RadioNowIndy.com. Just go click on the Joe and Alex show. Also, it's up there on our Instagram, so go follow us. 7,000 other people have. Why not join the club? Joe and Alex Show. The Fishers Police Department is warning Facebook users about a potentially dangerous situation where two men suspiciously tried Hold on, you know what? I really want to paint the picture here. Where two men...
This is so creepy.
...suspiciously tried to get a woman to pull over with a nearly convincing tactic. The drivers pulled up alongside her car, getting the woman's attention. Hey, 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 look over here. They're holding up a license plate.
Like her license plate fell off her car?
Yeah, like, oh, hey, you probably need this.
Yeah.
They signaled that the plate, yeah, had fallen off her vehicle and onto the road. But luckily, the potential victim realized, wait a minute. That's not my license plate number.
Ooh.
That's not my license plate. It
Ooh,
just
I got
didn't
chills.
Match.
Ooh.
Thing is, she didn't pull over. She continued to drive away.
Good.
Now the Fisher Police Department have urged people to call 911 if they're ever approached in this manner. While knowing your license plate never could tip off, you know, a scary situation like that, this always is something to take caution with when being pulled over by a civilian or unmarked car. If you're not sure, you can call 911
yeah.
and say, hey, I'm Alex, I'm driving this car, it's my license plate. Is this an officer pulling me over?
Absolutely.
I never knew you could do that.
And if you're driving on, like, dark roads, like if you live in Fishers and you're on Hague Road or whatever, and it's, like, you know, forestry, it's, like, very foresty and, like, you know, very dark and all that stuff, you can keep driving to a more well-lit area before you pull over also, where there's going to be people around that see you.
Yeah, they say to put on your hazards, try to get to a well-lit area, if that's the thing. Hopefully a high-traffic place where there's multiple people so you're not alone if you're ever unsure. They say do that.
I'm telling you what. But this is very freaking close.
Now let me ask you
to
this.
Where I live, and I have major goosebumps over this.
Do you think that maybe a license plate fell off of a car and they thought it was hers and they tried to give it to her?
No.
You think that they tried to abduct this person?
100% this chick is lucky to be alive. I guarantee it. Here's the thing. Where this happened, what is it right next to? 69. It's very easy to abduct somebody, get on the interstate or whatever, and get out of town.
Why would they want to abduct
That's
this person?
That's why Fishers, though? There's such a high rate of like heroin and stuff in Fishers because of the trafficking. So the people are taking it from like Metro Indy through Fishers up to like Anderson and stuff. And so in Fishers, there's all this danger, human trafficking, drug trafficking and all this because it's right there off the interstate.
Well, that, and if you live in Fishers in the surrounding area, you've got money to buy drugs too. So there's also that. That's probably why it's such a big problem.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is true. Remember, I did the Fishers Police Academy. That's what they said. It's a high traffic area.
So what are you going to do now that you know about this license plate scam? Are you going to
be even
more cautious?
Well, I'm not pulling over. Well, I also am going to try to remember what exactly my license plate says. I think that's important. But you know what I think is, because I was thinking about this, because I have a breast cancer plate. And so it would be very obvious to me if they were holding up like the normal Indiana, like In God We Trust plate or whatever, I would be like, oh, well, that's not me. So they're probably targeting people that have like a generic plate like that. So it's not so obvious. Because if you have like an autism awareness plate or something like that, you're going to know it isn't yours.
What if they have a bunch of plates? And they can like pop on
Ooh,
letters there.
See?
Like,
that's
like
scary.
They started doing that with like they have like a
Maybe
generic breast cancer awareness one.
Oh gosh.
And they see your letters.
Don't give them ideas, Joe.
Oh gosh,
Listen,
Joe.
Listen, they're way more advanced than you think.
That is really a good idea. Yeah, just in general, if anyone does that, do not pull over.
All right, so that's something to be aware of. This is a true thing. I'll put a blog up to radionowindy.com on the Joe and Alex show if you want to see this or share it with people. But that's what's going on in Fishers.
Yeah. Or drive straight to the police station and then see if they still pull in to try to give your license plate. Bet they don't. What are you waiting for?
It is the Joe and Alex Show, and we are hooking you up with advanced screening passes to go see 50 Shades Free. That's going down February 7th here with Radio Now 100.9. And we got to get some teammates to play the game this morning. Let's go to line number 3 and say hi to Ashley. Do you want to be on Team Joe or Team Alex today?
Team Alex.
All right. Alex and Ashley got you locked in there. Okay, and then let's go to line number 4. Joy, you're going to be on Team Joe.
Right on.
Look at that. A&A, J&J. Perfect.
Cute.
Oh, very cute. That's what I was going for today. All right, guys, before we begin the game, you know what we have to do? We have to go over the rules.
Learn your rules. You better learn your rules. If you don't, you'll be eaten in your sleep.
All right, it's really simple here. Catchphrase, we're going to play the clock. Once it's done, it'll beep and your time's up. During that time, guess your butt off. You got to get the word exactly as how producer MYK came up with it right there. You can only pass one time. In the event that we get the same amount right, we'll go into overtime, and then producer MYK will explain those rules. Alex, I believe you're first this week, so that'll be you and Ashley. Are you ready to go?
I am. Are you ready, Ashley?
Yes.
All right.
All right, here we go. Coming down in 3, 2, 1, go.
This is what you climb up when you're rock climbing.
A wall.
Yeah, you hold on to this. It's long.
Rope.
Yep. This is what you use when you're doing crafts. It's scotch blank.
Tape.
Yes. Whoopsh. What is that?
Genie.
No. Like that. You fling
Wait.
It. Yes. This is what police do when you're arrested. They put this on your wrists.
Handcuffs.
Yes. When your kid is bad, you take a wooden spoon and you blank them.
Whoop them, spank them?
Yes. This is some people kinky during sex. They like a guy to put their hand around their throat and...
Throat?
Yeah.
Throat.
This is what you need before you have sex.
Kind of.
You need them to say, yes, I want to.
A consent?
Yes. This is... we did it pretty good.
Wow, Ashley apparently knows a lot of bedroom talk.
Oh, yeah.
Spank and choke.
Alex.
Wait a minute. Oh, these are all 50 Shades of Grey themed. Rope, tape, whip, handcuff, spank, choke, consent.
Are they? Are they all?
Yeah.
All right, Ashley and Alex have 7 points.
One of the words on there is like randomly taco. So.
No, I checked. It wasn't.
All right, cool. Joy, we still got a chance here. Anything is possible here when we play catchphrase. Are you ready to begin?
I am.
All right, here we go. Coming down in 3, 2, 1, and go. When you you're trying to get somebody excited, like you don't do the whole thing. You just kind of warm them up. It's kind of, you're like, stop being a. You got to get something. Like kids do this. They say jokes to each other, but this could be a sexual thing though too. Like when you're kind of like, you're just giving a little bit, not the whole thing. Stop what, me?
Teasing.
Yeah, okay, that'll work. Okay, Britney Spears, I'm a blank for you.
Freak?
No. Like, if you own somebody, like, back in the day, like, in America, like, a bad part of the history in the South.
Slave.
Okay. Blank Poupon.
Gray Poupon.
Yep, pleasure and what?
Pain.
Yep, okay, if you're, oh my gosh. skip, okay.
Oh, 4 points for Joe and Joy.
That was
tough. That means Alex and Ashley win. They were all 50 Shades themed. She was right.
I get it, but hold on. Mine were tough here. Like, how do you, Alex, help me out? Because I don't know how you get these. Like, how would you have done bondage? How would you have worked bondage in?
What's it called in sex when somebody ties you up?
I don't know.
Bondage.
Yeah, see?
All I know is, like, missionary.
You just got to get you an Ashley. That's what.
Okay. What would you have done for submit? Yeah,
submit, I guess. Yeah, submit. I guess I would have been like when someone gets you to say yes to something, or I don't know. That one would be hard.
All right, sorry. Well, I was really soft right there. Congratulations to Ashley getting hooked up today with 50 Shades Freed, February 7th. We got that special Joe and Alex show screening. We'll hook you up with that. Hang on the line. We will get all of your information. All right, for this next conversation we're gonna have here on the Joe and Alex show, you need to follow us on our Instagram so you can see what we're talking about, because we want to hear from you. I feel like the deck is kind of stacked against me, because I feel like if you ask who am I on the show, on the Joe and Alex show, you're going to say like the fat, lovable, dumb husband.
Is that what they're going to say?
I think that's what people think of me. I think people really think that I'm a terrible husband, that they feel bad for my wife. Besides having to see me naked, they just think I'm probably just not the best guy. Now, these photos that I'm posting up right now, my wife doesn't know about yet, so this might make her mad.
Oh, my gosh.
But the photos that I took to support my case are online on our Instagram, Joe and Alex Show. So please go there.
At Joe and Alex Show.
Yes, so you know exactly what's going down. Here's my thing. My wife, Lindsay, says that I've known this about her since we started dating, which we talked about it last night at dinner, 5.5 years ago. That's a long time that we started dating, and then we eventually got engaged, and I knew this about her. Then we got married a little over 2 years ago, and I knew this about her. Now, we didn't live together until after we were engaged, because her family threw a big deal that we were living in sin. It just was, we're all going to hell for that one, for sure. But I didn't realize it was this bad until I think we moved together for the second time. Then this really got out of hand. But my wife...
Like moving here? Would here be the second time?
To Evansville, Indiana, when we were there, we moved multiple times.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, definitely now in our apartments, when we were in Fishers and now we're in Broad Ripple in a house.
Yeah.
More room, problem got even bigger.
Uh-oh.
My wife, Lindsay, is not a hoarder in the sense of there's like... poop piled to the ceiling, and she's like, I've got to keep the poop. I like this box of whatever. not like that.
Unfortunately, that is a real thing people say on TLC's Hoarders.
But I need it. No, you don't. That's not the case. But my wife, Lindsay, is messy. She is the messiest girl I've ever dated.
Now, here's the thing.
And now
women,
I'm married to.
There are different levels of messiness, because I would say that I'm kind of a messy person, but I'm not a messy person in the I leave dirty dishes on my nightstand kind of messy. I'm the kind of messy where it's like clutter, like clothes laying around.
All right. No, wait. Oh, we have her now?
Yeah, I put her on the hotline.
Oh, okay. Hey, good morning, babe.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Do you know why we're talking to you this morning?
I do. And I like that you posted pictures of our house on Instagram without asking me first. That's nice.
Uh-oh. This is awkward. Lindsay, what kind of messy are you? Did you hear what I just said while you were on hold?
I did. And I am more of a messy like you. Like, I feel like there's a difference between messy and dirty.
Yes, I would agree.
And I'm not dirty, but yeah. I will be the first to admit that I'm very messy.
Hold on. Alex, have you seen the photos?
No, I haven't. So I got to go
Joe
Instagram.
Joe and Alex show. Go follow us right now on our Instagram and go see those too.
Dude, Lindsay, are you going to kill him? Because I did not know you weren't asking her before posting photos.
Well, it's my house too.
Oh my God. I would be so embarrassed. Oh no.
And I don't think we posted it up there though too.
Oh, this gives me anxiety. Oh, Lindsay.
Okay, now, and I don't think we posted it up there, but one thing I know that my wife was mad about, too, is Lindsay came home yesterday. I picked her up because her car broke down, and Lindsay was pretty upset. I put up on the door for her to see when she got home. It says, Joe's Clean House Rules for Lindsay. Now, when you saw this list, you weren't too happy about it, were you? You were kind of upset that I put that list up?
Yeah, I mean,
what's the list?
It was a bad day anyway, but...
What is the list?
I don't think it's this bad, but Lindsay was mad that I put this list up, but I figure it's a reminder for her. I put six things on there. I said, let's see here. I said, one, put toothpaste away in medicine cabinet with the cap on, because she never does that, and the cap gets all gross, and the toothpaste gets hard.
I do that.
Oh, that's gross, Alex. No wonder you're single. clean up long hair strands in the shower so they don't pile up into a giant-ass ball of fur.
Those are our little pets. We have to keep them there
to
keep an eye on them.
See, oh, I can't believe you're defending this, Alex.
Those are things
God.
I do.
I almost always clean up my hair. I probably didn't yesterday because I was running late, but I almost always do. And you always leave a ball of man fur in the shower and you never clean it out. And it's really gross.
That's not true. All right, let me continue on with Joe's cleaning house rules for Lindsay, which she's all upset about. Clean up piles of clothing and put them away in the dresser or closet and not leave them on the floor. What's the point of doing laundry if they're going to get dirty on the floor? Then I also set out a rule, number four, pick up all the extra pairs of shoes and boots around the house and in the room. And then I put in the parentheses, three pairs max by the living room door, like to leave them there. Because I counted 18 pairs of shoes.
It's freaking North Korea in your house with all these rules.
Oh, stop it. It is not.
Kim Jong-un is like, I'm going to take some of these ideas.
Kim Jong-un.
my last two rules I put up for my wife, this list I put up for her that she's not happy about, Joe's clean house rules for Lindsay. Number five, keep the coffee table free of coupons and old newspapers unless you're couponing for like groceries. Any response to that one?
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I'm just soaking this up.
And then finally, the kitchen table is not a closet. Please stop hanging your coat up on the kitchen table.
I don't have a problem with that.
Did you see our kitchen table photo on the Joe and Alex show Instagram?
Wait, that was the kitchen table you're supposed to eat off of?
Yeah, take another look at it.
Look at it. Hold on.
I thought that was just a table, like a table in the house just to like...
No, that's our kitchen table.
No.
Tell everybody what's on our kitchen table.
Piles of mail. Just why are there are those dog toys or stuffed animals? Because if they're dog toys on your kitchen table, I'm gonna throw up.
Well, I'm going to turn them into dog toys, but that's Lindsay's unrational collection of stuffed animals.
You hear that on the phone? She's even like rummaging through piles of trash.
She is. That's Lindsay climbing over piles of debris right now.
Yeah, there. It just looks. It's just messy. She's right that it doesn't look dirty. It looks so unorganized. Like I'm looking at this bookshelf. Of like, I don't know what this is, beauty products and medicine. And is that in your bathroom?
That's our bathroom.
My anxiety levels are skyrocketing looking at this photo.
So I'm not crazy then.
Okay, you're not crazy
sorry, Joe. I missed the part where you were going to buy me a house that actually had storage in the bathroom.
Yeah, here's the thing. I feel like there is a compromise here. It's not that neither one of you is totally all the way wrong. I think it is a little bit overwhelming. I can see why that gives you anxiety, Joe. However, what have you done to help eliminate the mess in your home?
Oh, well, good question. I hang my coat up in the closet.
Okay.
I make the bed sometimes.
Okay.
Lindsay, feel free to interject if none of this is true.
I mean, here's the thing.
He hardly wears a coat, so I don't know that that's necessarily
Lindsay, fair. What are the hours that you work every day?
I work I usually leave between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. And usually it depends. Like lately I've been busy at work, so I haven't been leaving the office until 5:30 to 6.
Okay. And then, so it's safe to say you're working an 8 or 9 hour day pretty consistently. Joe, what are your hours that you are away from home and at work?
Oh gosh, I'm a slave to my job. Usually I'm up by 4:15, 4:45, and I'm usually at work between 5:15 and 5:45. Just depends on how long I hit snooze.
Okay, but how long are you working?
Well, the show goes till 10, and then the other day I was here till about 11:30.
That's an exception. You get home usually by 11:30 at the latest every day, correct?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. So my thing is you have way more free time during the day that you could spend helping with the organization process of all of this clutter and this mess in your home.
And that's what I say, too.
It's not fair.
It's all her stuff.
But
that
you
stuff's
live there.
Not mine.
Listen, when you are married, you inherit each other's mess, your debt, your crap, your mess, your burdens.
Why do you got to remind me of this? Why do you got to throw it in my face? I know.
So I'm saying it sucks. And maybe it is more technically her items, but you do have more time during the day. And I feel like you guys need a system. Like you need a professional organizer to help set up a system, but then you both need to contribute to making sure things are put away.
Well, then if you're a professional organizer, 317-239-1009, because I've got a great plan. It's called garbage bags. I'm going to put all your stuff in a garbage bag in a room, and we'll let that hoard up into a pile so everything else will look clean. Hey, thanks for calling in today, babe.
Yep. I'll talk to you later.
Oh, gosh. She's mad.
Are you mad at me?
Yes, but I also have more important things to focus on. I'm pretty sure you stole my shoes.
All right. All right. I love
you. Did you wear your wife's shoes to work today, Joe?
They are comfortable. They're very nice. They have a good arch.
They make you taller.
All right. I love you, Lindsay.
All right. Bye.
She is pissed about
that
photo.
She did not say I love you back.
Yeah, she didn't. Usually she does. 317-239-1009.
Joe, this is on the brink of divorce status right here. This fight. This is a massive fight.
We're not going to get divorced.
Joe, she didn't even say I love you back.
She's in a rush. She's flustered. Okay, we'll talk about this. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. On there is where the photos are at. And Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook.
Clean up, clean up, everybody everywhere. Clean up, clean up, everybody do your
This care. Is not good. I think my wife's mad at me now that we're talking about this.
You think?
I told her, have a great day. Thanks for coming on the show. She said, we'll talk about it when I get home tonight.
After she already hung up without saying I love you back. Yeah. She hates you big time. I mean, I would be pissed too if these photos were up of my house on Instagram.
Joe and Alex Show, you can see them. My whole point is just I want to know. She's saying that I agreed when I dated her and became my fiance and my wife that I knew that she was a messy person. And I'm just wondering if, like, okay, you can change. Like, I don't think that means that we can be messy forever. She, like, nothing gross. It's not hoarders, but she just has piles of stuff everywhere. I'm like, let's clean it up. Let's get to it.
Is that stuff all going to be like that when you have your Super Bowl party Sunday? Like, when you have guests over?
No. I don't know if she's going to throw all my stuff outside by then, but if it's still in the house, no. We'll clean it up, hopefully.
Hopefully you clean up.
Everybody, 317-239-1009. Live the Web Girl. What are people saying on our social media?
Khaleesi says, Joe and my husband could be best buddies and talk dictatorship strategy and OCD together. And then Mindy says, I would be upset too if pics of my house were posted on Instagram. You should have asked first. And then Ashley said, I can't even with the Joe and Alex show. If my fiance ever put me or our house on blast like that, feel free to see yourself out.
Yeah, but you don't work in radio though, too. Like, our lives are public. We talk about those kind of things right there.
Yeah.
Let's go to Amanda. You're on the Joe and Alex show, Amanda. What did you want to say?
I want to say that I agree that, you know, you work for a radio show. You talk about personal things, stuff like that. But you shouldn't put your wife on blast. You're supposed to protect her and be her partner. And now you have people judging her and she's feeling bad about herself.
I'm not trying to put my wife on blast. I'm trying to do this conversation here where one person's right and one person's wrong, and I'm trying to get people's opinion. No, I'm trying to see, like, am I wrong? Am I totally missing the point that if somebody's a messy person, like, that's just acceptable? Or is it like, is it rude to say, hey, clean up, messy person?
It's not rude to say that. And you should also, you know, try to help her instead of make her feel bad about herself, because I'm sure she's sitting at work now feeling like a piece of crap. Because now everybody knows that she's messy and you're calling her out on it. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, it's so messy there.
Amanda, you're not helping my case at all. You are not helping my case at all.
I don't want to help your case.
Oh,
well, thanks, Amanda.
I think what you did was rude. And I feel bad for her because I'd be very upset.
I'm not trying to be rude. Like, I love my wife and I want to get this mess cleaned up. That's all I want to do.
Then go home today and get it nice and organized. I try to organize things every Sunday and start off the week all nice and clean.
Listen, and Taylor on Facebook says, what are you doing when you get home from work? You have so much time to help your wife out. If my fiance is home before me, I expect help and dinner when I get home. What are you going to do when and if you have kids? That's true.
No,
if you think your house is cluttered now, when you and Lindsay have been talking about having kids, which I don't think is a good idea at this point, but if you do, your mess is going to grow 10 times.
How am I going to clean up? Like I told you. It's not a bunch of stuff. It's just piled up like here and here and here. None of that's my stuff. If it was like, hey, these are my hats and my coats and my stuff, then I could pick those up and put them in the place. Like, how am I going to put anybody's stuff in there? Let's say she was just my roommate. I can't put my roommate's stuff away into their closet and their stuff. I don't know where it goes. You're telling me you wouldn't have a problem if somebody just randomly started putting your stuff away?
I don't know. It depends on what it was. But the
none of this is filth. It's just stuff.
You have to see the photos.
And
you can't.
I can't. It gives me so much stress. It gives me so much anxiety when stuff is piled up everywhere. I don't need it to be like where I have a white glove on and there's no dust in my finger. That's fine.
Like a museum.
I don't need that. I don't expect it. But I just want things to be like put in their place and put away.
You have to see the pictures so you can truly see what's going on here. Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Everyone on Facebook is put them on here. You have to go to Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
Erica. Good morning.
Hi, Joe. Okay, so I wanted to say that if your wife wasn't messy, she wouldn't care that you put pictures on Facebook of your house. Because if you had some nice arrangement, she'd be like, oh, yeah, I appreciate that he likes this in my house. I'm married, and my husband has the loft upstairs, and it's a complete disaster. It's news everywhere, like newspapers, mail. It's just an absolute mess.
Okay.
He has his workstation. There's like boxes of like the white bins with all kinds of papers and stuff in there.
Yeah.
But if you go through the rest of my house, it's totally clean. And Alex, I do have kids and they know to keep my house clean.
Well, yeah, so you can train your kids to have chores and everything, but I'm just saying, but you have more things added to your house. Like you have more stuff because you have extra people living there. You know what I'm saying? So like if she's already messy with just those two people in the house, it's going to be even more stuff that she's going to have to keep up with. And if Joe doesn't help, it's going to make his OCD worse. What do you think about him posting rules? Is that fair?
No, the rules aren't fair. You should probably just talk to her about it because I tell my husband all the time, like, look, you know, you need to clean this up. But I tried to clean before, and he just does it all over again. And I can see what Joe's saying also. Like, Yeah, you get off at a certain time. He gets up early. He should be able to go home and go to sleep. He shouldn't have to clean up Lindsay's mess. That's her stuff, because I don't know where to put a lot of my husband's stuff. So if I go in there and I clean up, he's going to be looking for something. I'm like, well, I moved it. He's like, well, I kept it there because I knew it was there. I'm like, well, it was messy.
I love Erica's point, because honestly, that's all the things I'm saying, and I do. I really do, and I hope my wife, when she listens to the podcast later, because I know she's really pissed off at me now, but I wanted to talk about this without anybody getting up hurt, and I apologize to her if she is mad about it, but it's a real conversation I wanted to have, because we talk about real things here. We actually do on the Joe and Alex Show, and I want to help her. I realize that she busts her ass and works 8, 9, 10-hour days at her job, and she's exhausted when she gets home, and the last thing she wants to do when she cleans. So that's why I'm like, hey, let's spend like 10 minutes doing this, but we're always so tired that then the day she can't. I know I have all day. Our job's mentally tired. Like, we sit on our ass and talk. I'm not saying I'm digging ditches or freezing my butt off out in the cold. We're not doing that. We're not putting our lives on the line. We just talk and try to entertain. But my point is, like, I still get tired from doing my job. And even if I get home at 11 or 12 o'clock during the day, I mean, that I don't know what else I can do.
Like, I do weekends.
I want to relax on the weekend. I don't want to clean crap. What's up, Liv?
Emily said, OMG, this hit my OCD real bad. If my house ever looked like this, I'd freak. I have a 3-year-old and my house is as clean as can be, and he even picks up after himself. Just tell her to put her stuff in bins. And then Shaken said, fair. If you want your home to look a certain way, your spouse should be respectful of that and vice versa. Come up with a compromise or organize it together.
Let's talk to Amy on the Joe and Alex Show. Amy, you think I'm wrong in this one?
I think you're wrong. I'm sorry, but I have been with my husband for 22 years, and I know that I work really, really hard and try to keep the house picked up, but his idea of keeping the house picked up on his part is the garage. And so when it comes to the house, it's like it's mine and my daughter's responsibility. It's very frustrating. So I would be, if I was your wife, oh my gosh, you'd be in so much trouble.
I'm sorry. I'm so distracted right now. I'm just reading all of our social media.
Getting roasted.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I just think that you kind of invaded your wife's privacy, and she's probably very embarrassed because our house is the same way. I work 10, 12-hour days, so there's a lot of times I don't get time during the week to clean the house, and I work on it on the weekend. But, for example, we have a game room. I work on it. And then he brings more stuff in from the garage that he says that we've had for years we need to go through.
Oh.
So it's like always a fighting battle.
Right.
So I kind of understand her whole concept of saying, I thought we were going to buy a house so we had room to do stuff. Because, you know, when you buy a house, you think you have all this room, and then you don't.
No, and I'll give it to her for sure. And a lot of stuff is just organizational stuff. Like in the bathroom, if we got some organizational bins, we could throw all that stuff in there and that wouldn't be that bad.
Here's right. The thing. There has to be a compromise. So you either, I think the only solution to this is this. Lindsay's a messy person. She's not going to change. It is your fault. And it's very ignorant of you to marry somebody and not like a habit and think that that's just magically going to change once you're married. That doesn't ever happen. That's a huge mistake that people make when they get into relationships or marriages. However, there is a compromise that can be made. If you don't want to clean and you don't want to put the stuff away, that's fine. But then you need to agree to spend the money to get a professional maid or organizer or whatever to come every 2 weeks or something to your home, spend, I don't know how much that is, might be $60 or something like that to have them really deep clean your home and put things away.
Do people do that?
Yes. When I lived in Louisville, my roommate and I, she had somebody come in and do that every 2 weeks. It's absolutely worth it. And if that is going to take all that stress off of your shoulders and Lindsay's shoulders and allow for you guys to have a happier marriage because you're not both stressed out over mess and she's stressed out because you're bitching about it, then you absolutely need to spend the money and you need to not be cheap about that and just do it.
And that is a huge thing. And if anybody actually does that, I didn't realize that. Joe and Alex Show, Twitter or direct message us on Instagram or just give us a call, 317-239-1009. We'll get your information off the air. I always talk about stuff on the air. Our relationship is not that bad, and I'm sure my wife's mad and angry and embarrassed, and I'm sorry about that. But just for me, I suffer, and it's my own thing. The dirtiness or just messiness, that's what gets me, like, on edge. If, like, somebody gets blood boiling, it triggers me.
Yeah.
And I struggle with that. And if there could be a solution for that, I think that would, like, help out a ton.
I thought you for sure told her. I mean, to be fair, I did not know that you weren't warning her that you were going to take photos of your home and the mess and put it on Instagram.
Well, I didn't want to tell her beforehand because then she might have cleaned it up.
Well, she might make him delete them. So if you want to see the photos of inside their house and what this mess is that they're fighting over, go to Instagram at Joe and Alex Show and see the list of rules Joe posted for her to follow.
So, I feel like I made a big mistake talking about my dirty house and putting photos on Instagram. That might have been the biggest mistake I've ever made at work, seeing as my wife is crushed and mad at me now. But Alex, you might have something a little bit bigger than that. What happened?
So my friend works for kind of like a, I don't know what you would call that, but it's like a marketing company. They deal a lot with social media for different businesses
like
and things
like
that.
Branding and stuff.
Yeah. By the way, she's phenomenal. She has videography and all this stuff, and she's dying to get a new job. So if you contact me on my social media, then I can direct you to her. But she would love to move to Indy and work for a different marketing company. But anyway, so she is a coworker who is in charge of like boosting different social media promotions.
Okay.
And she was telling me this yesterday, like, you will not believe what happened. So this guy, I guess, just like was being careless, didn't realize what he was doing. He accidentally boosted a Facebook post for $6,000.
$6,000?
$6,000. And it was only to be promoted in one county. So he effed up big time for this huge work promotion that they were supposed to do. And I was like, how much trouble did he get in? Is he fired? You know, crazy stuff. And she said, actually, no. He did get, you know, like a warning or whatever and talk to you. But like, they're not firing him because he's the boss's favorite. But he accidentally made his boss spend $6,000 on a Facebook post that was only shown in a county. That's it. $6,000. And she said, well, it did get 93,000 views, so I guess that's good.
Right. So it kind of went viral, so there was a positive to it.
So there is a positive to it, but that just made me think, like, what is the biggest mistake that you've ever made at work?
All right, 317-239-1009. That's 317-239-1009 in Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. In radio, I think the biggest thing that you could do to make a mistake, like to get fired or in trouble, is to swear on the air. But we have things behind the scenes where we can hit a button and we try to get rid of that swear word. It's boring to explain how it works, but that's
it's a little delay. We're on a slight delay.
Yeah, but that's about it, though. I mean, have you guys? I don't know. I don't think you've done that.
I've never sworn.
But if you messed up something big that maybe cost like money for our company, like in the past or in radio, because I've worked for radio majority of my working career. Before that, I worked at a Subway for about 6 months till I got fired for giving away free subs. I worked at a car wash. I didn't really mess up much at the car wash. Oh, well, I remember one time, you're not supposed to leave the gas, like, you know how you can like make it automatically pump, you're not supposed to walk away from it.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get, we serve people, it's full service, so I'd go over there, get your gas filled up, go over here, do that, I'd get you a car wash ticket, and I left it on and this car started overflowing with gas out of the tank.
Oh, it didn't stop?
No, it didn't stop.
That would cost a lot of money.
And they're like, sir, the gas is leaking.
Oh my gosh.
And I get over there.
Fire hazard, yeah.
Oh, we would have blown that mother up.
What?
So yikes,
that was
Joe.
I didn't get fired for it, but I had to pay for the gas that I wasted because it was like an extra like $3 a gas, which is a lot. I mean,
well,
you think about that. It's gallons of gas.
I just saw another news story the other day that said that somebody working in the medical field, like a doctor, left his freaking scalpel in some chick after a C-section or something.
How do you leave
that? That would be a huge mistake to make it work. So yeah, we want to hear all those crazy stories, and you can stay anonymous. You don't obviously have to say where you work.
All right, 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show, what's the biggest mistake that you made at work?
Hey, so this was when I was in California, right? I used to pick up dead bodies. And I didn't make the mistake, but we went to the county of Martinez Hospital. And me and my buddy are there. We've done this dozens of times before. And we go down to the morgue, and we can't find this body.
Oh, no.
So long story short, I'm going to keep it real short for you because it was about a three-hour problem.
Whoa.
The head honcho at the hospital ended up mistagging the dead body.
Oh my gosh.
For someone who had checked out. So basically, 101A had left at 3 p.m. and 101B had been pronounced dead at 3 p.m.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So we're looking around and everything, and my buddy goes, all right, well, let's actually look in these body bags in the morgue. And he zips it up, and we're looking for a male, by the way. So he unzips one of them, and
it's a chick,
and he goes, unless John Smith has, you know, lady bits,
And you never know these days. Maybe he does.
Right? But so the biggest kick of this was the head honcho says, let's not tell the family about this.
Oh, my God.
So he tried to cover it up from end to end.
Wow. That reminds me, not very long, when Oprah still had her show, like the Oprah Winfrey show, she had two families on there, and both of them, their daughters were in a car accident together.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember this? And, like, they were both so, like, messed up looking.
Disfigured,
from the wreck and disfigured that you couldn't really tell who they were, but the wrong family was told that their daughter died, and the other family told their daughter lived, and then they found out they had it the other way. So these parents were so overjoyed, so happy going to the hospital, knowing my daughter is the one that survived, and then they found out actually their daughter is the one that died, and then the family that just thought they buried their daughter found out she'd been alive in the hospital. It is the craziest story. I don't remember what their names were, but that is nuts.
317-239-1009. What's the biggest mistake that you've made at work? Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Wow, okay, did not know that. It is the Joe and Alex Show, and we're talking about the biggest mistake you made at work. We just got some information. Alex was talking about this scary, crazy story about these two girls that got into an accident. One died, one lived. The family got it mixed up because the doctors told them, like, hey, sorry, family one, your daughter died.
Yeah.
But hey, the other daughter lived, but the other girl lived. But actually, they mixed it up.
I had no idea this happened locally. Upland, Indiana, I guess. Taylor University. They went to Taylor.
Didn't even know that.
I didn't know that either. Someone just commented that on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, where you can also comment if you can't get through on the phones of your biggest mistake you've made at work. They let us know. So thank you for letting us know. That is nuts.
We love that. All right. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter and Instagram. What is the biggest mistake you made at work? Live the web girl. What are people saying?
Eric said, I misquoted a piece of equipment that cost my company over $30,000.
Oh my gosh. How do they not fire you?
And then Sarah said, I got fired over a pop vinyl toy figure at Hot Topic.
What?
Hot Topic doesn't play around. You're out of here. Good morning, Chrissy, on the Joe and Alex Show. What happened with you?
Yes. So I used to work at a bank, and I was like a new teller, and nobody really trained me very well. And I accidentally deposited $70,000 into somebody else's account.
Whoa, did they get to spend any of that money?
Partial. Oh! We caught it.
If I would have seen $70,000 pop up in my check, and you better believe I'm going straight to www.sephora.com.
Yeah. Did they?
They spent a couple hundred of it, but ooh. I mean, we got it back.
Did they have to pay it back? Like, obviously, I know if, like, hey, you accidentally, Chrissy, put $50,000 into my joint checking. I'm like, wow, that's $49,000 more than I'm used to having. Is that something that I would actually have to pay back, or what do you do?
Yeah, so the person's account that was spending the couple hundred dollars actually did get a couple overdrafts because, obviously, they didn't have it in their account to begin with. So, yeah, that was,
So you got fired?
A couple months later, yeah.
Ooh, oh, so you no longer work there. Okay.
I know.
You know what? To be fair, though, they should have trained you.
Wait, is that why you got fired, Chrissy?
That was part of it. That was count one. Count two is a whole other story.
Uh-oh. What is it? No, we got time. What happened? Count two. Let's go.
Well, count two had to do with my own pay.
You're laundering money?
I was supposed to get paid on a Friday. No. No, I was supposed to get paid on a Friday, and my manager completely messed up my, like, direct deposit. So I ended up not getting paid that Friday, and I kind of was not nice about it.
But there's money right there. Just take it out of the vault.
I thought for sure you were going to say, exactly. So you just took some money.
Exactly. I should have, right?
Right.
I should have. But
thank you for calling.
I didn't.
Hey, thank you, Chrissy, for being part of the Joe and Alex Show. Sierra, you have kind of a medical mess up. That's not good. Did you kill somebody?
No, thankfully it was not me, but I used to work with some people that worked with a doctor who did tubal ligations, which means he ties women's tubes after they have birth so they don't have any more babies. And instead, after a couple of people, they noticed he was tying their ureters together, which is what helps you urinate.
Ew.
Oh,
so,
no.
Women were coming back pregnant and unable to pee instead of able to pee and not pregnant.
Oh,
wait a minute.
God.
Hold on. How these women are not immediately going home and having sex. How did they not notice they can't go to the bathroom?
They wouldn't immediately like notice it. He just wasn't doing it properly. So it wasn't completely like tying them off. He just wasn't doing it properly at all. He was messing with their ureters instead of their...
To be fair, I could see how that happens because women's privates are a mystery.
They
but
are.
You're a doctor, and that's your job, yeah, is to do tubal ligation.
I don't buy that. Even as a doctor, the female body is an unknown thing that us as men have never been able to fully understand or explore. So I say give him a pass.
No. Too many people that he messed up on.
That's crazy.
One of my old bosses, I just remember this mistake he made at work, because we're talking about the biggest mistakes you've made at work. He was calling somebody, or he was driving with somebody, like in his car, and yeah, they were talking crap about one of their other employees. And butt dialed that employee, left like a 6-minute voicemail of him talking crap about this guy. And then he had to sit in a meeting with HR, and they replayed the voicemail with that guy.
No!
And they had to sit there and listen to it.
No! That's my biggest fear when I talk crap about you guys at home. Like if I'm bitching to Lindsay, like as soon as I say Alex, I'm afraid it's going to be like, dialing Alex Clark.
Oh, I know, right?
Oh, God, that'll be the day. All right, please don't call me into a meeting if that happens.
We really want to hear your biggest mistake you made at work stories. You can tweet us at Joan Alex Show or comment Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook.
Let's get into some need to know news. I saw this story, and I don't follow The Onion. If you don't know what that is, it's like a satire. They always have like fake news and fake headlines.
Yeah.
I don't follow them on social media, but I thought, oh, this must be like some story that popped up in my feed. But this is real. United Airlines won't allow a woman to bring her emotional support peacock on a flight departing from Newark Liberty International Airport. The woman said she had a ticket for the peacock, but the airline workers told her she would not be allowed to bring it on the plane. A spokesperson for United said they explained to the woman 3 times the bird wouldn't be allowed on the plane. It isn't known if the woman and her peacock made it to their destination.
Absolutely insane. Come on.
How do you buy a ticket? Are you like Mr. Dot... peacock? Like, what are you calling it?
There are real people that have real service animals that are truly amazing creatures that do a lot of, you know, good and help for those people that have disabilities and whatever. But these people are clearly just trying to bring any and every animal or pet that they have on planes. These freaking iguanas and peacocks and whatever.
You don't think the peacock could be supportive to this person?
No, these are people that are, I think, obviously, like what is taking advantage of the situation.
Like bringing an ostrich on there and the thing freaks out, starts pecking at everybody.
Yeah,
and going
that's just
crazy.
Like, it's not even safe. I mean, a giant bird, like when a peacock fans its feathers out, that is a massive animal.
Yeah, you want to complain about me being fat and taking up 2 seats? The damn peacock's going to take up the whole row.
If I would have been, like, I would have gotten off that plane if they would have allowed her to take that peacock. Like, there's no way I'm going to, like, go on a flight with that giant bird in there.
And you can't hold it on your lap or anything like that. Like,
no, it's crazy.
It wouldn't even fit in a seat. What would you do with a peacock on there? So that's an interesting story right there. And I think we read the other day, it's Delta, but it might be United too, that they're starting to do more things in the future. They're going to start vetting people that have support animals, which I agree with you, Alex. I don't mind if somebody has a support animal, whether they have PSD or whatever they have that they
PTSD,
need. That they're, yeah, sorry about that. Whatever they're
PS3.
They have PMS.
They have PlayStation 3.
Xbox One, yeah. Whatever the game system is. I have no problem with that. I think that's totally acceptable. But when people now just go online and buy these fake certificates or fake collars and tags just because they don't want to pay for Sparky to get on the
Unfortunately,
plane.
Unfortunately, you're always going to have people that take advantage of situations like that, that are liars and whatever else. And so I think you do have to, unfortunately, have rules like that in place and vetting systems.
This is kind of a sweet Super Bowl story here. A guy in Minnesota won 2 Super Bowl tickets in a raffle, but he didn't want to go after his team, the Vikings, they lost to the Eagles. I mean, that must have been disappointing. So what did he do? Did he try to sell them online and make a bunch of money? Because he probably could have.
Should have. What did he do?
No, he gave them away to a 13-year-old Eagles fan from New Jersey who's been fighting cancer.
Oh, that's great.
So
good.
The kid's going to go to the game. He's well enough to do that. So that's really cool.
Incredible.
All right, let's tackle a debate that's going on Twitter right now. Not, you know, the State of the Union last night or any of that stuff, like right or wrong if you agree. But now there's a debate on whether a straw, like when you go to the, you know, the restaurant and sip out of it or wherever, does a straw have 1 hole or 2 holes?
2. One.
One big long one.
Okay. is it just one, like a big donut, which
this
is like one hole?
Stoner thoughts.
Or, man, is it like a tunnel with a hole to enter and then another hole to exit?
Yeah, I think you're right. It's a hole to enter and a hole to exit. Giggity.
Giggity, 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 giggity. No, think about it, though. All right, let's go around the room real quick. This is a very thing, and let's put this up on Twitter, a quick poll. Joe and Alex show on Twitter. Live the Web Girl, let me come to you first. When it comes to a straw, does a straw have one hole, or does it have two holes?
It has...
She's thinking deep about this. Hold on, let me help you out real quick, okay? Take your time.
I see straws in my drink.
I see a straw. I guess it has one. I don't know. I see... This is, like, really hurting my brain.
I know. That's what I'm saying. This is stoner thoughts, 100%.
Really hurting.
Keep on thinking. Producer MYK, let me ask you this. Does a straw have one hole or two?
Well, I was thinking it was one long one, bro.
That's what I think.
Now that you mentioned the, you know, the mouth, like, then that means we'd have one big long one, right? If we ate something.
You're right.
Yeah, that means it's two holes.
Wait. Do we, though? But they say it's two. They don't. This is not like the mouth hole and the whatever hole. It's like there's two different holes.
You have a bung hole and a mouth hole.
Yeah.
Whoa! I need another hit.
Whoa! I've come up with my conclusion. I don't think it has any holes.
What are you talking about?
Oh my God!
How does liquid get in and out?
God,
Liv is too blonde for this. She's too blonde for this segment.
No, it doesn't have any.
Liv, you have a stir, almost a straw, right next to you. Look at it. Yeah. What do you mean it doesn't have any? Look at the top.
It's not a hole. It's just the shape.
What are you sipping
open.
It through?
The shape is open.
What are you sipping it through?
Open up the shape.
I put a poll up on Twitter at Joe and Alex.
How much did she smoke today? Do we check anybody that works here? Oh my gosh.
This is tripping me out.
Alex, let me ask you again. I want a final answer on this one. Does a straw have one or two holes?
She has a straw in her drink right now. Alex, look at it.
I know what it is. I know what a straw is.
I don't think Liv did.
Okay, here's the thing. After MYK brought up that, like, your mouth hole and your bung hole are two separate holes, and those count for two things, now I think maybe it is two. Because you're right. Technically, wouldn't your mouth connect? It'll go all the way down.
It does connect,
There's like a pit stop in your tummy, but then another hole starts. I don't understand.
Our body is like those crazy swirly straws that goes everywhere.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I need a doctor to call in. I need a medical professional.
Hold on. Let's see if we have one. Good morning. Are you a doctor or a medical professional?
In my own mind, yeah. No, I'm not, but...
Okay, how many straws or how many holes are on a straw?
Okay, it is one hole, and it's called a through hole.
Is that what our mouth to our butt is?
A through hole?
Honestly, when you guys said that, I was like, holy so we have a through hole?
Oh, man, thank you for the call this morning. That's an interesting question right there. I think that it's two holes. I think it's two holes. The body connection is a good one to figure that out. But in general, I think they drill it out one time. But wait a minute. Does that mean there's...
I told you, man. This is Stoner Thoughts, like, 101. I don't even know. You have to vote on the poll at Joan Alex Show on Twitter.
Should we take another call or no?
Yeah.
Take a risk.
All right. Good morning, Joan Alex Show. Who is this?
Brittany.
Hey, I need you to turn your radio down, Brittany. We'll just talk to you on your phone real quick. But the survey we have on our Joe and Alex Show Twitter is this. This debate with a straw. Is it one hole, kind of like a big donut? Or is it kind of like a tunnel with a hole to enter and a hole to exit, so it would have two?
So I'm not really sure. I just wanted to call because I am one of those people that just smoked a lot, and I am really confused. It's literally blowing my mind.
We love you so much. Thank you for calling in.
The sheer honesty. Just like, yeah, I did smoke a bowl and you guys are messing me up, man.
Oh, man. All right, well, I didn't even get to anything else. I guess we want to do another one? All right, we'll roll the dice. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Bradley.
What's up, Bradley? Are you high right now?
No, I'm not high right now. I just got to work and hear your conversation. Is there two holes or is there one hole in a straw?
Yeah.
If you close the end of the bottom, then it's one hole. If you open it up, it's two holes. That's my opinion.
So it's two.
It's two.
All right.
All right. Bradley, the man
this
right there.
This is so interesting. You have to vote on the poll at Joan Alex Show on Twitter.
Wow. Let's put this up on Facebook. This should be everywhere. This could like make the like a huge black hole implosion.
This is like, is the dress gold and white or black and blue?
This is bigger. Yeah.